Introducing Collide Goss, a podcast about two immature best friends who run a few businesses together and live for the goss and the margies. Join us as we goss about our lives, our work, and our friends, anonymously, of course.
That cunt has stolen my umbrella.
Did
you get the footage? No, I caught him.
Oh. Yeah. What'd you say?
So I rang Angus. It was like fucking murder me. I was like, get the CCTV up. He's got my Bunnings umbrella. Cool.
Where do you want to go back to? Do you want to revert?
Yeah, let's go back.
Talking about today, well, we were just like gossiping to ourselves about Aspen.
Yes, and buying Beverly Hills, which I highly recommend anyone watch.
Because if you're into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there and you felt like you didn't get enough information about what's going on with the divorce between Mo and Kyle, they go into it so much more in this.
Honestly, the show made me absolutely love Maurizio. Like, I was fully
really hot.
Oh, I was fully not on his side.
Yeah.
In Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but like, he just like, maybe because I have daddy issues, he just like, I want him as my dad. Like,
he's
the
cool.
way that
he's
he just.
So young.
He just like, looks, he loves his daughters so much and he just like knows so much and like they have all those cute little handshake things.
I know.
They seem like a really good family.
And that's why everyone was like in this episode, Steph hasn't watched it, but they all go to their place in Aspen, but it was just after the news broke that they're getting a divorce.
Yeah.
And the girls were like, what the fuck? And they had all the people from the agency coming and they're like, this is so awkward. It's a really good episode. And they, Carl and Mo like talk about it at dinner the night before, but they don't. It's really weird. It's like,
oh,
it's very neutral.
I remember that because then after that, photos came out of all of them in Aspen.
Yeah, and everyone's like confused about
Morgan
it.
Was there as well. Yeah.
And he brings up Morgan being like, oh my God, all these rumors about Morgan and Carl being together. Like, I don't think they are. Like, haha, like laughing about it, like to camera, like fully talks about it.
Yeah, like, he's so, you know, he's like a massive stoner.
I could see that. He loves a drink. That was one of the reasons actually he brings up why they're having a lot of trouble too, because Carl really wants to
she
stopped drinking. She wants to move to Aspen like full time and just be with animals and like sounds like something I'd say. Like just wants to like be around, like floating around like doing a paddle boarding, whatever saying. And he's like saying he's a very social person still. Like he likes to drink. He wants to party still.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah, you've done your dash. And also like
it's causing
she
tension.
Stood by you. Through everything.
I know. All this Hilton stuff's interesting. Yeah. Have you looked into that more?
Yeah. It's...
They, like, don't get on.
No. Rick Hilton's obviously a big dick and didn't want him starting his business. Mm. But I didn't even know they had, like, a property investing company,
which is so dumb.
Because
they go up against each other in buying the agency and the Hilton's for, like, big properties. They're, like, kind of, like, fighting over stuff.
Yeah.
Because in Miami they brought it up.
Do you reckon they, the Hilton's... Nah, dumb question.
No?
Take it back.
Okay, take it back. It's weird though. I love, and anyway, just to end it on this as well, like it's so nice seeing like the personality of all the girls. Like
I love them.
They just remind me of all of us. Like
the middle
so
one is so cute.
The middle, like the full blood eldest one.
No, not the eldest one. Have you seen her before and afters?
No, I love her. She's so sweet though.
Oh, I'm obsessed with her. Okay, so sorry, there's
I'm
four
about
of them.
Not so Carl had the first daughter.
Farrah.
With who is he? Who's she with? Who did they
some guy that she met really young? I think
photos of him? What's
yeah, he's quite good looking. Mm. But they have kind of I think Farrah obviously considers Mo her dad, but she also has a relationship with him.
Oh, with
the
dad.
But
she's got bad issues with her. She's engaged and they're not going to the wedding.
I know.
It's really weird. No one talks about it. She says, like, I just don't want to, like, I want to deal with it myself.
But, like, she's like, you know, I don't want to, like, it's like she doesn't want to disturb the peace.
That's what she said.
She must have put heaps of pressure on him.
I don't
maybe.
Sounds, yeah. But then, the next daughter, I can't remember her name.
Alexia.
I like her. She's
no,
so
she's
cute.
My favorite.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
I know. And I'm then the
Sophia.
Then Sophia's hilarious.
Yeah.
The new one that's just started.
Yeah. I'm obsessed
She's
with her.
She's like so funny.
And then I really want does Portia make an appearance
Portia's
ever?
She's in Aspen now and she's like.
She's hilarious.
She's like, was this right? Like, yeah, she's funny.
Because as a child, she like, I've known her since birth.
I know,
really.
She's so grown up now.
Yeah, she had that crazy curly hair. Mm-hmm. So cute.
It's also, but I was saying that none of them look like Carl. They all look like him.
Yeah, but Kyle's had quite a bit of work done.
I know, but she, look at her sisters at Hilton's. Like, they're all blondes. Like, she's so dark.
Yeah. Kyle is beautiful.
She's funny. Have you seen the scene on Instagram on Bravo as well with her coming back with her Hermes bags, the big bags on the bike?
Oh, with the bike, yes.
It's hilarious. I had that scene last night. It's like, da-da-da-da-da.
I actually love her. I love her transformation. She's the best, yeah. I love her sober journey.
I think she's just funny. She'd be funny as a mum too.
She's hilarious. Yeah. She's so funny and yeah. She can always have a laugh. Like,
yeah, it's weird though because when you'll see it as well in this episode, like they're very like calling each other darling and stuff still. Like it's really confusing me a bit.
It seems like he's cheated. She's forgiven. She's then had this like come to Jesus moment, like maybe I'm into girls. I want to be sober, blah, blah, blah. And now she's like, actually, I can't forgive you for what you did. And so that's why he has to be so cordial and civil. And she's like, but I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty of what you did. Because my children.
He made a comment though being like, thank God it's like
not me anymore.
It's not me with the rumors about cheating. And they like laughed about it though. I was like, I wouldn't.
But she was like, it normally is you though. Like as in, because on the reunion, she definitely intimated that had occurred.
Yeah, yeah. She said that I saw something.
Indiscretions, like, yeah. And like God. The agents are so hot.
Which ones?
The girl agents, like the women he's surrounded with.
Yeah, but sure, they wouldn't be doing anything.
No, but like even agents from other businesses, like they literally like it's like a – it's almost like a they're all models. Yeah. Like,
and he's so wealthy and like powerful, you know.
Yeah. I wish they did open homes that were like events.
I said that to Eddie. Like, I'm like, look at these fucking open
now
homes.
Now, they don't – it's not –
we're not allowed to do that here.
I don't think you're allowed to do it.
Serving of alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. Anything goes in America. They have full parties. I know. And all the agents are getting pissed. I'm like, what?
Yeah. How about that guy with his chihuahua?
Have I seen that?
You know where they go to the ranch? This is like episode one or two. They're
he's
holding his chihuahua. And the chihuahua's like jaw has been like dislocated.
Yes.
And it's like... the scattest looking dog.
And then they brought, wasn't the chihuahua they brought to the party? The little party. They tried to bite the chick.
Oh, I don't know.
She put her hand out and he's like, and she's like, you wanted to sit here. And it just like ran off. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, chihuahuas are kind of aggressive.
They're so cute. And it reminds me of Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I love her. I love also last thing about Kyle. I could talk about her all day. I think she's so chic. I love that. I really want to, if I ever go to Aspen again, go to that hat shop.
Oh, where they get all that. Yeah. You're so into that energy now.
Yeah, yeah. I love the cowboy energy. But also like that's like a hat you would have forever. Like they're really expensive.
Which one? Yeah. The cowboy hats.
Yeah. The cowboy hats. And I think they do like jackets and belts and shit.
Yeah. For like, if you're like living in like that.
If you're literally a cowgirl.
I don't know if you could walk around here with it on.
No, but you could have it for like special occasions.
Yeah, no, but the only thing is you can't travel with those hats very well.
No. You would need to, anyway.
You'd have
to
wear it on the plane.
No, like, yeah, you'd need to do it at the end.
Or have your private jet. And one last, let's talk about, have you been watching Vanderpump?
I have. Can you update me?
Oh, my God. So it's one episode before the reunion next week.
Get fucked.
Yeah, it's already done.
Okay, I want to know, because I've already seen it on TikTok, when Sandoval's like going, like he's having it.
Oh, my God, so funny. Maddie recorded it.
He's a full-blown fucking freak.
I know. He's hilarious, though.
Yeah, when he's like, oh, release me.
No, and she walks in. Yeah. What's
I love
name?
Lala.
Lala, and she's like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, can you catch me up?
Oh, it's just been like... Sandoval, who was he with? Fucking the blonde head, the chick.
Ariana.
Yeah.
Ariana.
Ariana's like cracked the shits. So now they're all having these like, on the last episode, they had to like be in the same room with each other. And like, she was like, don't fucking look at me and stuff. And like, they had a big blue. And it's like all about like who's taking what side now. And like people like judging on that. So it's more about her trying to get out of the house. Him being like, she's always been like this. Like, she's always been such a fucking bitch. Like, look at her. Like, he's just like a fucking narcissist. Like,
he's a full narcissist.
Like, of course she's going to – and I'm with everyone as well. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's so old, Ariana. Like, get over it. I'm like, that was her partner for 10 years. I'd fucking kill him. Like, she's been good.
Yeah, I think it's very toxic though, like, that she's staying in the house still.
There must be something. I think because that was like their dream house. And as she said, this was my dream house when she was yelling last night's episode. She was like, you ruined it. Like, I was going to have my kids there and have a family and like, you fucked this up for me and all this stuff. Like, there's so much anger and hurt there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then.
Well, he should get out, but he won't.
he went, he's like, my lawyers have sent you like an email, they were talking about it. And she was like, my lawyers are coming together with a very, you know, like thought out email. And he's like, well, it better be after 2 months. Like, couldn't help himself making comments like that. She's like, fuck yeah. Like,
oh.
And everyone's sitting there like, and then it's all like come out like, you know, Jock, whatever his name is. I thought he was Aussie, but he's from New Zealand.
Jock, he's Aussie.
She said New Zealand last night, his wife. What's her name?
No, no, he's Aussie.
She's like, oh, isn't that what they have in New Zealand?
No, I think maybe the wife is Aussie. I mean, New Zealand, Kiwi. I think
his ex-wife, you mean?
Yeah, he's definitely Aussie.
Yeah, I know. And then apparently all this shit's coming out, like all his true colours are coming out, everyone's saying. Like if you read all the fan posts, because he's living off, you know, his partner's money from the show and – why doesn't he? And apparently he has like a restraining order or like a thing against his ex.
Oh yeah, have you not watched the earlier seasons?
No, with him. He seems like a bit of a weirdo.
He was abusive. Yeah. There's a restraining order against
the
mum. He
doesn't see his kids.
And the kids and Lala and fuck, what's her name? Sheena,
that's it.
Falling out over it because
they're all just huge bogans.
Yeah. Do you know what I was thinking about the other day? If you were Ariane, right, and you're like, holy shit, like I've just made so much money and such a name for myself because of this breakup. Like this whole thing has like catapulted me into huge ads. Wouldn't you sometimes like sit on the toilet and just be like, oh, is this it? Is this the pinnacle of my career?
I know, that's what everyone was laughing about in the comments. I read all that.
Yeah,
actually.
Like I am literally capitalizing on this fucked thing. I know. And then like,
but that's their lifestyle.
It's all downhill from here. Like, just be, oh, I would have an existential crisis
what everyone's like, she should leave the show. She's bigger and better than this. And people are like, how? Like, she's just gone through like a breakup. Like, what is she, you know?
Yeah. And like, is this sandwich shop ever going to open?
Oh my God, that's so funny, those scenes in there. But you know, if you listen to Raquel's podcast, this is how much of a fan, super fan I am. So I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm so shocked.
But it's really interesting because they go in, she talks about like the reality of being in a reality show and how consumed you are by the storyline and what storyline you're going to have each year. And like you're in like a warped sense of reality because you just want to stay on the show and you want to be the most paid star. Like
she's like,
I don't even know. Yeah, she's like, I don't even know if Sandoval even liked me. Maybe he was just doing it for a storyline. Like you actually like don't understand. You don't know really. Do you think that's weird?
Yeah.
You're like living in a fake world.
She fully thinks he's a narcissist, hey?
Yeah, she's like not talking to him.
Who is she like?
She's
honestly, if I was her, I'd be like, she was the most hated woman in America.
I know.
Such a long time.
I've been hiding for ages. But now she's doing this podcast and stuff, so I don't know. People are like liking her more. But it was weird. I looked up all who, because I was like, I think I said this to you. I'm like, all their houses except Sandoval's one and Ariane's look pretty shit.
I know.
I'm like, what are they paying them all?
Yeah, and can we just, like, they've been on that show for 10 years. Like,
even longer, I think.
But that because they're in this hospo world, they're partying, they're spending their money. Because
they're all, if you look at their ages, like, they're all like 40 something and they haven't even had kids and shit.
Yeah.
I know it's like, don't put a body clock, whatever. But like, come on. They're all acting like they're fucking 20.
Yeah.
Like,
they
it's got to stop.
And
you know?
Katie, like, I mean, sorry, who's Katie's ex?
Katie's ex with, oh my God. I like, he's got
Tom, the other Tom. He's cute. So he's.
He's been cheating on her the whole time, everyone said.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to watch.
Everyone's like, Katie's a bitch. And I'm like,
you need to go back.
I need to go back.
Like, it is like, yes, this is fucked, but like, the earlier seasons are just insane.
Okay. I'm loving it.
Also, his two brothers are like really sick or something. Like, when you meet his family, you'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, really? Because he's like not bad looking.
No, he's really cute.
He's quite cute.
I rate him, but he's like a child.
I think like Katie's lost her looks a bit.
Yeah, big time.
I don't know what look. I don't know what vibe she's trying to go for.
She used to be quite beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. She's got all the nice features, but I don't know this short hair.
You haven't even met her best friend who used to be on the show who went completely mad.
Okay. Everyone, I need to watch it.
Yeah, just go back.
Enough's enough. Like, I need to just
Lisa, I'm just like, mate, your time's up.
Oh, my God, have you seen how Lisa has a new show?
Yeah, what is that?
I saw it and I'm like, oh, yes, another show to watch.
What is that? It's like set in a house in the Mediterranean.
I don't know. It looks so smacky. It looks funny.
I just
we have to watch it.
Lisa's like, her day is done.
I know, but she thinks she's so powerful. Well,
I know. I can't stand. So many people love her from Beverly. I'm like, she's the most manipulative little cunt I've ever met. Like, I hate her.
And she comes, and it's funny how she tries to get in with all the young people drama.
Yes.
Don't you reckon it's funny?
And I hate how she's sided with Tom Sandoval. I know. I'm like, she's like, you know, mental health, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes,
my
of
brother.
Course.
Like, she brought up
yeah,
her brother.
But I'm like, mate, you can't. You're just creating
and
that.
He
for
would
this
be doing it, and I know it sounds fucked, but he's only doing it because he knows the yeah. reaction. That's what a narcissist would do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a narcissist.
He knows by putting on this card of being like so sad and like, feeling oh, like I'm so depressed, I feel so lonely, like that's going to get a reaction out of people to
yeah,
like
yeah.
him.
And he has like never fully owned his actions.
No. He would be like, I don't give a fuck. He didn't like Ariana, you could tell.
No.
He hated her.
And just
still does. Anyway, it's great. I'm loving it. I'm loving how I'm introduced to this new world of just like shit reality shows.
Yeah, I'm trying to – you really need to start Salt Lake.
I know, but again, I need to get – an account. I've said this so many times.
I have one.
I know.
I'm going to send it to you
today. Just send it to me so I'll log in. Now I'm going to log in and watch it all day.
No, seriously, because you know how I've been telling you to watch it for ages?
Yes.
And you're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And like...
Well, I went, I've looked multiple times and been like, oh, it's not on here.
I know. So I'm going to give you my login.
Yeah.
I've got it written down and just okay. start from the start.
Yeah, I will. Okay. I'm excited. Anyway, what's been happening?
Well, on the note of TV shows, I actually have gotten into a really unique genre of books.
Here we go. Books, not TV shows.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of, on that note, like my brain went to the books. So I am getting really into like 50 Shades of Grey style books.
Why is that new? Of course you will. You get horny and stuff over
it. No, but like I am now seeking them out.
Oh.
So I just wanted to tell you about a few.
Well, isn't that book that we read? Oh, my God, what one had it? The one I read recently was quite sexual. Don't worry, I'm not going to remember the name. I can't remember.
Okay, so there's this series that I found on TikTok called Things We Wish We Knew. No, Things We Never Left Behind. There's three parts.
Yeah.
Things Something Else and Things Something Else. And I'll put it in the show notes. And basically it's essentially soft porn, and it follows this three different love stories of these couples in this town with like three incredibly hot guys.
Mm. And how do you know they're hot?
Because of the way she describes them, and like the build up of the sex scenes is so intense. Like I literally stay up so – the moment I go to bed, I read it, and it's like – it's almost like, you know, when you watch a scary TV show before bed, you can't go to bed. It's like –
So you're feeling electric.
It riles you. It literally gives you like
you
butterflies.
Do you want to jump?
Literally, I do, but it's too late. Like he's too asleep. Like last night, I swear on my life, I was up till like one and then as soon as I woke up, reading it again.
Oh my God, Steph.
Like cannot
stop. Do you have
stop.
Your vibrator closed?
Like there have been moments.
Reading your book just like just.
Literally, I reckon it would be better than any other porn or anything.
So she's very good at like the author describing the sexual scenes.
Yes. And then there's another series that M got me onto called The Fourth Wing.
Yep.
Which is like another porn series.
Okay.
And then there's one more, which I'll put in the show notes, which is a six series. And it's like those two are more like Game of Thrones fantasy.
Yep.
And I know that sounds scat, but also amazing.
Is like the biggest. I just never got into it.
Yeah.
It's a bit much for me.
So it's like.
Okay. God.
It's
all right.
Just like.
So new book recos from Steph.
I'm
going to. Soft porn.
I would really like you to read the first one.
So we can discuss this.
So we can discuss because I just need you to feel.
Yeah, what you felt.
The addiction of the book. Like it's such a trash read. Like there's nothing there.
I don't
like
that. I'm still getting through that fucking book, that Happiness House of. I haven't finished it.
Oh, the.
It's very deep.
The creative one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
that. Sort of like in and out of it. Like I'm not like running to my bed to read it.
No, no. It's more like a write notes on your phone about it.
Yeah. I just like have given up a bit.
Yeah, yeah. No, you need this book.
I need to go big.
You need this book. It's so good.
I need to – when I'm not on holiday, I just don't read that much.
Yeah, I get it. You fall asleep to TV.
And I love
so
TV. That's when I watch my reality or I watch like Midsummer Murders or something.
Yeah. Do I need to watch that or –
It's really relaxing. I love the music and like the scenes of England and stuff. It's
my mum loves that show.
My grandpa loves it. It's
I don't know.
Relaxing. Like it's kind of just makes you feel really homey. Like it's really nice to watch on like a rainy night. Like it'd be really nice.
Nice, beautiful British
like
countryside.
If you're just tired and you just want to watch a show and it's not scary. But it's like
silly,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So there you go. Another rec over on Midsummer Murders is like the one of a very long running
one.
Not crime show though, really. It's crime, but it's not. old school.
Everyone's being murdered in the town, but they just keep going. It's a bit like a Home and Away vibe, you know?
Crazy.
Crazy, I know. But yeah, week that was.
Yeah, how was your weekend? How was Dubbo?
Dubbo was good, quick, very quick, like, you know, up Friday, back Sunday.
Oh, did you come back Sunday as well or Monday?
Sorry, we came back Monday. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. Sorry, came back Monday morning. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. We did went to the Indian, of course, Restabar. Best Indian ever, seriously. Fucking hell. So
that's a, such a huge call. Better than Jewel on the Bay?
I think so. I haven't had Jewel on the Bay for a while though.
Go there. It's actually a really good restaurant to go to.
No, it is really nice. Yeah. I think it is better than Jewel on the Bay though.
Okay.
Big
call.
Big call. Did Press, my other favorite cafe there. So yummy in the morning. Did my big walk with Totty. He likes going down to the creek. It's really nice, like, walk. They've built there. Looks like a farm.
Yeah.
Then what else did we do? I went to the pub, watched the game. The game was shit.
Yep.
Lots of family time. Did golf. Went to the zoo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How was that?
The drive-through zoo. Like, you can drive or you can get bikes or you can get, like, funky, like, buggies, but they're all sold out, like, with zebra
print.
You
can drive through the zoo.
You drive. That's what I mean. You'd love it. You don't have to, like, you drive. You have to get out and then, like, look. But you drive everywhere to all the enclosures.
Wow.
That's how big it is.
That
it's
is
so
an
fun.
Absolute game changer.
So I was
changer.
Eating my egg and bacon roll with my coffee, like, just, like,
what did
cruising.
Totty do?
He was just at home back in, like, in the house.
Oh, you didn't.
You can't bring him in. I'd love to show him all the giraffes.
Because if you could, if you had the windows up, you could just see his reaction.
I would love that. I'd pay
he would
money.
Be so confused.
Dying. But no, you can't bring dogs in.
Yeah, that's
you can,
fair.
Like, fully, they've got the really nice hotel there that you can stay at. And then they've got, like, a campsite there you can stay in. It like, it's huge.
Yeah,
zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good. They make it, like, safari energy as well. You can, like, get little buses and go in, like, in with the animals and stuff.
Oh, I love that.
But I hadn't
Did you
been,
say it's so. Better than Taronga Zoo? Because I went to Taronga Zoo and I was like, this isn't that good.
I love Taronga's so iconic. It's like on Sydney Harbour. Like it's pretty like out there. I don't think it's like that nice for the animals probably to be there.
No.
But Dubbo's like huge. It's like open plains kind of for them. So like they've got like huge enclosure. Like the lion enclosure is like massive. Fucking massive and stuff. And they've spent like a heap of money. It's more like big space for them to run around and everything.
Yeah.
And you see all the elephants and everything and zebras and giraffes. I just love them. I just want to go to Africa now.
Do you reckon the elephants are like, do you reckon they're all like,
well, they're
where
all
am
like,
I?
I was talking about that with Eddie though, but like, I think David Attenborough explained it as like a must evil, like an evil, like a must.
A necessary,
necessary
evil.
Evil. Yeah, that's what he said. And just because of the conservation that goes into it and the research, you've kind of, and the breeding, yeah. Everything that like you've got to have. Like a lot of these animals are like nearly extinct, you know.
And also it's because some of them like have been kicked out of their tribe or like.
Oh, these ones would all be like pretty bred, I think, at the zoo. Like they're not coming from Africa, any of these animals.
None of them ever.
No, they're pretty like, they've all been around for a while. They do all the breeding and stuff. So they interbreed between each zoo. So I was reading like some of the elephants had come from Taronga Zoo or like some had come from New Zealand. Like they're like, move them around depending on breeding and stuff, if they need more. I think Dubbo Zoo is a big one for breeding because of the space they have.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's quite interesting. I mean, I find like it's not like obviously ideal. Like you just don't want to.
There's no water animals there, right?
Yeah, they had hippos and stuff. They were so cute. I got and they had a talk like they were talking about it. They you can have if you look at like the timetable, they'll have like zookeepers come and talk. So we got to that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. I love
and hippos
that.
Are so interesting. They're like the most dangerous animal
on earth.
That.
And but the like, fastest, I
they're
think.
They're really quick. They're like, you can't outrun a hippo. They're so fat. I'm
I
like,
would not want to be eaten by a
hectically
hippo.
Hectically territorial. Like, she's like, if I put like a foot in here, they'd like be like, fuck off. Like, they're like really hectic.
Like, I don't think you could ever. Wait, I swear there was that story about
someone
a guy
yeah.
who had a hippo from captivity. I mean, from birth or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he just.
That'd be so cute.
Fucking turned on him one day.
Maybe a gorilla? Or was it a hippo?
A hippo.
That's
and like.
So random. Oh, bad.
Destroyed
you hear
him.
About all the monkeys, you know, and there's like things where people have exotic animals and they bring up like a gorilla, like a monkey,
and
then
they turn
go
on
through
you.
Puberty and they've got the nappies on, they're going crazy in the room.
Yeah,
have you seen those videos?
I don't like that.
I know the thing is they don't have is like the silverback gorillas, which I really would love to see.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful.
I really want to do that hike, which Eddie told me John, our famous John Ingate, has done with his family where you hike up and you see the silverback gorillas in.
Where?
Africa somewhere.
Oh, he's gone on some amazing.
Apparently, it's like an amazing. It was like the best experience, which I would love to do.
Africa is like must do before yes. die.
Oh my God, yes. That would be, I was like, I'd go crazy.
My mum was like, it's the best holiday I've ever been on.
I know. I was thinking of your mum at the zoo because all the elephants.
My mum is obsessed with elephants.
I kept being like, oh, Chrissy would love these.
I sent her videos of, you know, when elephants like lose. Have you seen that
video? Don't, I've seen it.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about them. I just can't.
Or what about the little elephant that had the blankie on his back and he was addicted? He loved, no, he was like separated.
Elephants are really smart.
Yeah, so he was addicted to his blankie and had it on his back constantly. And so when he was being reintroduced, like when he was meeting a new like group of adult elephants, they put blankets on all the adult elephants. So he like felt like he was included. Oh,
I actually need to find this chick on TikTok. She's like this English girl, like our age.
With her Roddy?
No, her family's in conservation for like animals like in Africa, like lions, and they have a conservation. So she's got all these videos of her because these lion cubs, their mum died. So she had to take them in and they thought that she was the mum. And she's in bed asleep with them all, like five of them in her bed. And they're all over her and everything. And then they have all this, like the gorillas, like the silverback gorillas in there or whatever they're called. I think they're called that. And she's like interacting, sitting with them. And people are like, all the comments are like, what happens when you like run out of the treats? Because they can fuck you up. They're like huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's amazing though. I would love to have a connection with like a gorilla just sitting there.
Imagine like living in Africa would be wild. Oh my friend God. From King Koppel, when I went to King Koppel, her mum and dad lived in South Africa and they left obviously like because of the war and blah, blah, blah. But she told me this fuck story about her dad. So basically they were sleeping on the deck. They lived in like a farm, yeah. right? And they were all sleeping on the deck, having a sleepover. He was really young and he woke up and his best mate was being mauled to death by a lion. Dead.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How fucked is that? Why are they sleeping on a deck?
I don't know. I remember the story and I remember like –
it's such a weird thing for a lion to come in and do that, though. They don't usually like.
Yeah, it was.
Usually you have to be in their space.
Because he actually told the story, and I was just like, holy. Like, it's a whole nother world there.
Oh my God, yeah. I thought you were going to talk about the Edge stories. I've heard so many Edge stories of people living there, and that's why they.
Oh, yeah.
Like the break ins and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it's just so like fun. A lot of friends that I have had been like held up gunpoint, like multiple times. Like, it's like normal.
Yeah.
I'm like. We've never seen a gun like in our life, you know.
And also being, well, that same girl, she makes like amazing docos and podcasts. I'll put some of them in the thing. You would have listened to one Aussie one.
Mm.
But she actually did a podcast doing like the other side of elephant poaching and the lives of the people who do it and how fucked they are. And it's often like as a result of like gangs and warfare and they have no choice. And it's like...
It's so
insane.
Well, now they're actually going like for warthogs now because they've got them as well.
But why do people want these horns?
I don't know, because there must be – it's ivory. It's worth a lot of money. It's just money.
But I'm just like
– yeah, and hippos have them too, so they're killing hippos. I'm like, it's so sad. Like, leave
the
them
elephants
alone.
Really fucking
– no, it's so fucking mean. People are evil. People are mean. But as you said, they've been
– when they're hungry and they're starving.
No, I don't know. It's just fucked. Anyway. I don't even know. So, yeah, it was good. How was Walker? You went to Walker?
It was really nice. I actually barely drank on the weekend.
That's great.
Which was good.
Yeah.
Feel very revitalized.
Nice.
So got there on the Friday, went to the campsite.
Yeah.
Which was fun. So much chocolate. Like,
yeah.
I was in heaven.
I know. I felt like I was like caught on my microphone. My hair. I felt like I was like dying, like, you know, when you get like smacked out by eating so
yes.
much. I was so tired.
Yeah. It fucks you up.
Yeah.
But then we did like, they get all this meat and they dig it under the ground and cook it.
Yeah.
And it was like so delicious. Yum. So it was like.
Smoked and then meat, like brisket.
Yeah, smoked meat. And then potato bake, yum. Sweet potato, all these different salads. Like everyone does it and
yeah.
you just.
That sounds
so
good.
Yummy. And then I went home. Then on Saturday we had lunch at Toby's, Jarch's really good friend, and that was really nice. So everyone bought a plate and I was on the cake.
Oh, and what
I
did
was,
you do?
I was quite nervous.
Did
I was
you bake
like,
a cake?
Yeah, I made a cake and it was a
Jarch's
huge,
house? You did it?
Yeah, yeah. It was a huge hit.
What did you do?
So it was an like the IKEA almond cake because Abby's something, gluten-free or something.
Yeah.
So it It was like a macaroon almond base.
I love that. Crunchy base.
Yep. Yum. So I did two of them. Because it's so good doing it at Jarch's because they have a massive oven and like every kitchen tool. She's got everything. Yeah.
Did she help you?
Yeah, she did. Of course. And then she, but not.
Yeah.
And then I did like a custard.
Yum.
In the middle and then like slithered almonds, toasted slithered almonds.
Was it hard to make?
No, it was so easy. And everyone, I will, everyone asked me for the recipe.
Where'd you get it from?
I just got it on TikTok.
You just saw it. TikTok's so good for that. Yeah. Like it's
amazing. It was so light.
Yeah.
Like, and just with some ice cream, it was so good.
Like crunchy kind of energy?
Yeah, like a macaroon base.
Oh my God, yum. I feel like TikTok has so many good recipes.
The best. And then we went home on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you went home on the Sunday.
Yeah. What was the traffic like on Monday?
Both ways up was absolutely fine. We left on the Friday, normal time, left normal time on Monday.
No traffic, not even coming back into Sydney.
No. We went on the, I heard that maybe because when you hit Newcastle near there, it's bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
Because you guys, I don't know, it's different coming because we're not coming from that direction.
Yeah, 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 that's so true.
It was fine. I thought the Bells line would be slow, but it was absolutely fine.
Really?
Yeah. It's always really fine going that way.
Yeah, because it took like, even on the Sunday, there was a bit of traffic.
Nah, so weird.
But I liked having the Monday to myself.
Yeah, did you just chill?
Yeah.
Go to the beach?
Yeah. Had to swim. Hot? Oh, I had to, yeah. Yeah, it was really hot.
You're like, yeah. It was hot. Yeah, we just, yeah, fucking, it was hot in Dubbo, I can tell you that. It's like 38, 36 degrees.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a weird heat. It's different.
But was it cold at night?
Cools down a bit. Yeah, not cold though. Like you can walk around without a jacket.
Oh yeah, see, Walker was really cold.
But no, so good Easter weekend.
Yeah.
All done and dusted. It came very early this year though, didn't it?
Very early.
Felt weird.
But we're going just to change the time. I was thinking, I want to go on a holiday.
Yeah.
And we're going.
Queensland.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm pumped. Excited.
You're only coming for a night, aren't you?
Yeah, but I was going to say, should I book rickshaws for the Sunday?
Yeah.
Because we should go.
We should go.
It'd be so nice. Yeah,
I want to go.
And the Langham is like, it looks amazing.
I know, it looks nice. Because we're not coming to the fight.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to be on a table with everyone, with all the other couples.
But Eddie's going.
But Eddie won't be sitting there. He's commentating.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why we couldn't get it, because there's no... Eddie's not even got a ticket. He's commentating it the whole time.
Fuck.
This is for Jarch's going in a fight.
Yes.
Apparently, I'm very nervous. He was all right at training with Josh yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm worried about his shoulder popping out.
Same. But I'm like.
He's pretty confident though, Jarch, always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm like, you do you. And if you get injured, then that's on you.
What are you going to wear? Something really bogan?
I really, after watching The Gentleman, have you finished that?
I haven't finished it.
Oh, so there's this big boxing match and the main chick looks so hot. I kind of want to look like a tacky Gold Coast.
Yeah, but that's you.
Bogan.
Survive.
Yeah.
You should go get like a really tight long dress and wear a big fur or something. I'd die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good would that be? I was actually looking at big fur jackets this morning.
Yeah. I can't wear that. Going to have a song come in?
I hope so.
Can you do that there?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have to record it. I'm so angry.
Can't you sneak in?
Eddie, I was like, I'll just go sit in the crowd. He goes, Ella, it's not that kind of crowd. I won't even allow you to sit. It will be fucked. Like saying I won't be able to sit. You can't. I'll hate it. Like getting a seat. Like it's too much.
As in?
The crowd will be fucked, he thinks.
Well, you can sit in my chair. I love that shit.
Oh no, he's like, no, you don't want to be a girl in there kind of thing. It will be all men kind of. I was like, really?
Yeah, see, I've never been to a boxing fight.
Yeah. He's like, it's pretty
hectic.
Hectic, yeah.
Do they serve you dinner and shit?
Well, I think you're on like a table though, so I think you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be pretty funny. Me and Steph will just be chilling.
I'm thinking once he's fought and it's over and let's say he's sweet and he comes out, he's going to want to be mingling with his
counterparts.
His counterparts. So then I can leave and come meet you guys.
Yeah.
And then we could do something.
I know. I wonder what time. It probably goes till quite late though. I reckon it'll go till like 10 at night, won't it? 11 or not?
I'm just saying I can slip it, duck out. Yeah. Who am I going to talk to?
Nice. True. You might be having fun. If he wins, he might be a bit of a mood, you know. You might be going out
partying. I know, or I'll be in hospital because he's dislocated his shoulder.
I know. Well, don't touch wood. Touch the wood.
But I don't think he will.
No.
He's... he, touch wood, always lands on his feet.
Yeah, he's got a bit of mongrel in him. He'll be right.
Oh, he's got a lot of mongrel.
Yeah, he's pretty confident,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Going into it.
Yeah, he'll be sweet.
Yeah, it'll be pretty funny to watch. I'm really angry, but anyway.
Yeah.
I'll just be having my cocktail back at the hotel by the pool.
I'm so excited.
I know, it'll be fun.
Are you going to stay Sunday night?
I don't know, maybe. We might stay an extra night.
I think I'm going to stay solo an extra night.
Yeah.
Because he's got to go back for the podcast.
Does he?
No, Netflix or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah, maybe I'll just stay.
Can you extend the trip? Extra
night? It'll be good weather.
It's always good weather there.
It's always good on the Goldie.
It's always sunshining there.
Sweet.
Unless it floods. Peak and pit?
Oh, we can do the peak and pit, yeah. What's your peak?
Peak was the words of affirmation after my cake.
Oh, yes. Like, send me that recipe.
It felt good because I really was scared that it was going to be shit.
I know. It's an interesting one. I feel like a cookie crumble would be like a hard kind of recipe to make.
I think because I have made pavlova, it's that you just
kind
know.
Kind of texture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would need an electric beater though. You can't do it without
one. I don't have that. Do you have that at home at yours?
No.
No. I need to. I actually went the other day and I was in like Woolies and I saw because I've been loving making like banana bread or like banana bread oat muffins with like peanut butter.
Yum.
But I've never had. I've just had to put it in like a one kind of tin. But I on like Instagram, they do like the really cute little cupcakes and I bought the cupcake tin the other day because I'm like, I fucking need one of these.
Yeah, cupcake tins are good.
But now you can make the little cute. They're like breakfast muffins. They're so yum.
Oh, I've been meaning to make breakfast muffins.
They're so good. Like an oat, like really like
can
a healthy
one. Can you put your thing on there?
The recipe recommendation, yeah. I've heard
oats are really bad for you. Oh, I was listening to Mariana. Mariana, you got me. That was good.
And
it's
a good
home.
One today. It's about what your is gut related to your skin. Oh my God, actually, I'm going to nurse Toby today.
Oh my God, I'm going tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've given in. It's been a whole year, over a year.
Oh my God, your skin's perfect.
No.
Look at mine. As soon as I see it, I'm like, nah.
I've just been like,
are you going to get the whole shebang?
He's like, I've put in like a long appointment for us, but I think because we haven't caught up for ages and I want to see the space. So I don't know what I'm getting, but I'm like, woo.
Don't you think that's weird?
What?
That you're going today and I'm going tomorrow?
Yeah, that's weird.
Do you know what else I've booked in to do? The PRP vampire facial.
You're going
to
do it?
At Slow House.
I've seen mixed reviews about that though too.
Maddie's skin is so good.
And she's always had that though. I was talking to a facialist, this like maybe more old school one the other day about it, being like, what do you think? Because I was like looking at all the videos and she's like, I just don't think they've had enough research kind of thing on it again because it hasn't been around. So, and then this podcast though that Marianne's done, it's all about your gut related to your skin health.
Because my skin has been out of control, bad.
Has your gut been bad?
I know why. It's because I've eaten chocolate the whole weekend.
It's all connected.
Do you know what happened to me in the car? So I didn't drink all weekend.
Yeah.
Like, not one drink. And we're in the car on the way back and Janelle had got me, like, my favourite chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
Like, those ones that look like duck eggs. You know those
speckled
ones? Yes,
yeah, I got the M&M speckled ones.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And
yeah.
There was a packet of them and I just got my period. So, like, I was ravaged with that, like, sugar hunger. And I ate the whole packet.
Do you feel sick? I get really sick after that.
I didn't feel sick and I weirdly didn't get a headache, but I passed out for like 3 hours like this.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't get up. Like when he would stop to get petrol and stuff, he's like, Steph, get up. You need to move your legs. Oh my God, like you've been KO. I was KO'd.
From the chocolate.
I was KO'd.
What was in that chocolate?
I was on it. I was literally like, I was like, where am I?
Oh my God. That's such a nice feeling. I love that.
Yeah, it was. And then I was like, I'm going to be up all night because I've slept for like 4 hours in the car.
I feel like cars make me go. I go to sleep in the car a lot.
I never do.
I'm like a real, like, as soon as I get in planes and cars, the movement makes me really sleepy.
Jealous.
Yeah. That's funny though. Yeah, the facial, that'll be fun. When are you getting it done?
Next week.
Should you be getting Botox before that?
I've looked it up. You just have to wait a few days.
Really, yeah. Because I feel like you should try the facial without going to Botox then. Isn't that the whole point, kind of?
No, I think I'm going to do both.
Yeah, okay. Just
because I want no lines and then I want the impure, I want the, like the.
That glowy look.
Yeah, but my skin.
Touchy skin.
My skin is different tones. What's that called? Like it's
uneven,
like,
skin tone.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But the pit of my week was, very quick story, but it fucking pissed me off so much. So there's a guy at the office in like the back. He rents where Nimble was and they run this like whatever, they run this business, and he's like, I don't know him at all. All I know is that when they have meetings in the boardroom, he puts his dog on the boardroom table. And I'm like, that is so...
What dog is it?
It's a tiny dog, but I'm like, gross. Like, yeah. And he's just get... I get weird vibes from it. Anyway, I was going to get some lunch, walk out of the office. It's pouring with rain. Got my umbrella, forget my car keys, run back into the garage. That guy's like lurking there, standing there, and... I kind of looked at him and I was like, there's CCT everywhere. I put my...
Oh, you freaked out that much?
Yeah. I put my umbrella, lent it against the elevator, went up. It was a space of like 25 seconds, yeah. Grabbed my keys, went back down, umbrella gone. And I was like, that cunt has stolen my umbrella.
Did you put the footage?
No, I caught him.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
So I rang Angus. It was like fucking murder me. I was like, get the CCTV up. He's got my Bunnings umbrella. He's like, what? And I was like, and then I as I was walking out to get my car, because it was ages away,
yeah.
I could see him walking with the umbrella. And I was like, Angus, I'll call you back. I sprinted to my car, got soaking wet.
Yeah.
Did a U-turn in my car, sped down Glenmore Road.
Yeah.
Beeping, like this constant beeping. He didn't turn around. So he would have known. She's coming for me.
Oh, my God, what a weirdo.
I pulled over, like almost mounted the curb. I go, excuse me. Like, I was in a rage. I was like, what the fuck are you doing with my umbrella? What the fuck are you? He goes, no, I was going to return it. I waved at the camera. I go, I don't give a fuck. I'm soaking wet. Open my fucking door, put my umbrella back in.
You said it like that.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
Excuse me.
In a rage back out. And he's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, and I had towels in the back. My car's really messy and everything was falling everywhere. I was like, put it in. And then... he was just left in the pouring rain, and I was like, I could run
Steph, over you? The Bunnings elephant. The
elephant?
Bunnings
umbrella. But I just thought it was the biggest fuck.
You.
He saw me put it down.
Yeah.
He saw me get in the lift, and he goes, I'm grabbing that umbrella. My umbrella
weird,
is pouring with rain.
Have you seen him since?
No, but like if he fucking comes.
So you had like a pretty big altercation.
Huge.
Yeah.
And not he didn't even not fight something back. I would normally do. No, because he was so clearly in the wrong.
Yeah, it was very. It's a very odd thing. People are weird though. People are so
get
weird.
An Uber, you fucking cheapskate.
Was he with his dog?
No,
I was just walking. Where was he going?
I don't know. I don't
so
know.
So he wasn't even coming back. You think? You think he was leaving?
Yeah, yeah. He was never coming back.
What about your pit? Pit. Oh God, I've been getting really bad headaches this week. Fucking annoying. Which I don't usually get.
Mm.
I've got one again now. I had one last week, remember, in the podcast. Like, yeah. I've just got like that.
I've got one too, but I've got my period.
Tingle. I had one. Yeah, I had my period on the weekend. But like, yeah, that's when I'm like, oh, it's just my period. But now it's gone. So like, why do I still have one?
Hydration?
Yeah, and I just feel like I've gone backwards. I feel like my gut's shit. So I'm a bit yucky. Like, I just feel a bit yuck. I had salmon last night as well. And Ruby used to always say when I eat salmon, sometimes I feel really nauseous after it. And I'm like, that's so weird. Like, whatever. And then last night, I cooked like a nice salmon with like a salad. And after I ate it, I felt so sick. And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting what Ruby gets. Like, you feel like really nauseous after certain foods.
Is it like iron?
No.
Sorry, not iron. What's that thing?
Maybe it's like too fatty, you know, when your body's trying to condense.
What does the fish have to the metals?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be that.
Okay.
But I'm going over my results again because I did another blood test with my doctor next week. But I made a joke because she emailed being like, oh, we'll just have a quick call to go through your blood results or whatever. And I go, God, they better be better than usual because I haven't been drinking as much and like, being like, and I go, that will be so, like I made a comment like, fuck, better be, you know, better. Like, what's the point? Kind of insinuating.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just didn't reply to that bit. I was like, don't you reckon it's just like so weird? Like, I don't know. It's just like it can never win. Like I was feeling really good even still when I was drinking, having big weekends, and I'm not really doing anything that big. Like I'm only having like max four drinks now.
Well,
and
I think your body is so much more sensitive.
No, I'm just in general, not even sensitive to drink. No, four drinks are fine. I don't feel sick. But I mean like I'm very balanced at the moment for the last few months. And I'm just like, you still just fucking feel shit sometimes.
Yeah, that's life.
It's annoying though.
Oh yeah. I literally have a headache as well. I'm like, it's so annoying.
I don't know what, it's all to do with your hormones though. So I feel like I'm lacking in something again. I've got to go home and have my...
But is hormones like something you need...
You have like, I have supplements.
A vitamin for?
Yeah, I've got supplements for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends, you have a more of one or the other. Like more testosterone or more...
Do you take ashwagandha?
No.
I would highly recommend that. I'll send you a photo of what the kinesiologist...
Yeah.
That's really changed my energy levels at in the day.
Energy levels are fine. I'm all good with that. It's just these headaches and my gut.
But I feel like headaches sometimes are like dehydration or lack of energy.
Maybe, yeah, in the morning. My
peak. Are you waking up with the headache?
I just, no, it's more like feeling a bit yucky. Like I don't know. It's like feeling a bit like
post-period though, that's pretty normal.
It's like a period feeling headache right now again. Yeah. Yeah, that's it's feeling just like waking up with a bit like, ugh, I feel a bit like yucky, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a bit like, I don't know. It's
you've probably exercised, had a coffee, not enough water.
Peak. Oh my God, my sister got that psychic thing. I liked that.
Oh yeah, like what'd they say again?
Reiterating
what you already know.
What, like good stuff. Like it was so weird. I was literally in the car with Eddie and we were talking about like, you know, moving because I've been looking at like other rentals in Paddo just to see if there's anything sunnier around. So I've been to a few open homes, but then I'm like, nah, I like my place better still.
Yeah.
And like been talking about that lately and being like, where should, you know, I really want to like when I do move, I want to move Northern Beaches like but I'm not ready yet. And then we were having to talk in the car and I was like, you know, I really, Eddie's like, I reckon we just do like Manly, like when we buy, like, you know, we'll probably just do North Stain. I was like, no. I was like, I want to go all the way to Avalon. And I said that and then Grace rung. And she goes, oh, my God, I had like a psychic thing. And she was asked where you're living right now. And I told her and she said, nah, that's not for her. She needs to get out of there. Like she needs to go somewhere, Northern Beaches like Avalon. And I listened to the whole recording. Grace never said anything. How fucking weird is that?
This is the bar. Yeah, she's apparently really good.
Really good. She said just like the same shit. It's weird. But that thing was particularly weird. And Grace didn't prompt her on anything because I was like, can I listen to it? Because
yeah, she sent me some screen grabs.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. So that was funny. I just like, you know, when you hear all that stuff and you're like, oh, you're going to be fine. You're going to do this. You're going to have that. Like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, I feel good again.
It's so affirming.
Like, I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm moving to Avalon near the beach. She said right near the beach.
I've always known that though.
I know. But even when you're living like this and you're just in, you're like, you just like don't really know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And we're definitely not at that stage yet. Like Eddie's here. Like I'm not. Like I don't want to. Like all my mates are around me. Like you know?
I reckon it'll happen soon though.
Happen in a few years. I reckon. Yeah. Maybe two.
Yeah.
Which is like all right.
Yeah.
Then I'll be up there, and that will be it. See you, Steph.
Fuck. I might be up there too. I fucking love it up there.
I know. We're good. So that's Recozo. We did a few, but like what's
I'm recommending a natural deodorant ND1.
ND1, okay.
I'm going to get you to sniff it because I bought it.
It's because my spray, I've had enough. I'm sweating.
She gets mentioned on every podcast. Our dentist, Indy, just moved in, so she made her whole...
Oh, she's moved in with Archie.
Yeah, she made her whole house Akari.
What do you mean? Is this from Akari?
No, that's why she gave it to me because she wanted everything to match.
Oh, but Akari's not deodorant.
What do you mean? I think they do deodorant.
Do they? This is nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Does it work though?
Yes.
Ooh.
You smell. Put it on. You smell like a spa kind of thing.
Oh my God. Where did you get it from? Where did she get it?
ND1.
But is it from a shop though? Or you just
I didn't ask her. But I'll find the link.
Oh my God. Let me have some more.
Yeah. Go hard.
That's so nice.
It just leaks like milk when you're exercising though.
Oh yeah. That's what I mean with the spray. I love my natural deodorant. Okay. That's a good one. I like that.
What's your reco?
My reco, what have I been liking at the moment? Oh, you know what I'm going to say? I got that chili oil because I love my chili oil. I know I've had your one, and then I got, Ashley O'Sullivan's partner's one.
Oh,
what's it called? I've got it here because I messaged her. And it's so good, like really good. And you can get it at the cafe, like, well, you can buy it online, but I got it at this cafe in Clovelly that's really yummy. And it's, they've just got them all out and I saw it and I was like, getting my coffee. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get that. Fuco. So yummy.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Can you put some new recipes? Can you?
Oh, yeah, I've got a few recipes. What else have I cooked lately that we liked?
Can you?
You know what I really like as well? I did it the other day.
Ow.
Doing like one pot pasta so you don't have to do the pasta in a separate pot. You can just do it all in one pan.
Mate.
Have you made them a few times?
Oh.
God, it's easy because you just put it all in.
It is. A meat one did you do?
I didn't do a meat one this time because I just had like heaps of eggplant and tomatoes and stuff. Yum. And I put it all in there.
Are you still doing Rita's?
Yeah.
Loving it?
Love it.
Okay.
Really good because it just seemed like I like kind of the different boxes because then it like puts you out of like your comfort zone, what you usually cook, because it's always really different shit sometimes. So you look up, you have to look up recipes that you, like the veggies that you have.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah.
The thing is though, the fruit, I get a lot of fruit. I'm not a big fruit eater and I need to start eating more. I usually just chuck a lot of it.
So do you know what's really good for your gut? You probably already know this.
What?
Papaya.
Oh no, they give me that all the time. I never, I just don't like that. It's really weird. I'm not like, I don't love that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Do you?
Yeah, I have it. At the, because I was, as I was saying, I was ordering Uber Eats for so much and I was like, I've got to fucking stop this. Yeah. So I just have little snacky stuff.
Yeah. I'm not into, I don't know. I need to cut it all up. I think the biggest thing with fruit though, if it's cut up in the fridge, I'm going to eat it.
I'm going to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Order, just spend $50, $80 on Amazon, get like
all the cutters,
the best glass containers.
Yes.
And then every week it's in your schedule. I cut up all my capsicum, all my carrot. All
you do that.
It's a fad. It's started,
I love
like
that though.
Because I haven't been drinking. I just like have time to do, not be scared.
I haven't been drinking for ages and I just still don't do that.
Yeah, but you like doing heaps of activities on the weekend. I'm pretty boring.
Yeah.
I like being at home.
And anything else that's really standing out? I'm so
No, bad. The glass containers. Oh, Amazon, buy all your like laundry detergent and all of that from there. It's so good. Oh,
I've actually got a really good one from the health food shop like near there.
Okay. Oh, never again.
I went in there the other day and spent another $80.
No, no.
I'm not doing it. I'm driving past today. I can't do it to myself.
I'm hungry though.
No, can't. I don't have time. I'm just going to go. Need to get out.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I do it every week. I need to get the fuck out of there.
No, it's you can't.
No. And I'm always like, this won't cost a lot. And I like count like about like five pieces and it's like $85. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Can I not count? I just ignore the fact of like counting that everything costs like $25.
Well, it's always like $5.99. You're like, oh, that's $5.
That's fine. Yeah. Or like $12.99 or like I always stock up on my like must haves. So I get a really good like sesame oil.
Yeah,
from there,
that
like
was good.
Sesame oil.
That
I always go and get that, and that's like $25.
And the flaxseed oil is really good.
Yeah,
there.
And they've got all the good really kimchi and sauerkraut there that
I can't
love.
Have that, but yeah.
And I get all the pastas from there and this pasta saucing from there. Like I just get the stuff that I always eat. But it costs a fucking fortune.
I think today is like a make a stew kind of weather.
Oh yeah.
I've never made that in my life, but
I need to go get like I want to get a big like I need to go redo all my a bit a few pots and
same
stuff.
I want to throw all of mine out.
I got some new ones for my wedding and stuff, which is good, but I feel like I need even more. Like I don't have enough.
Do you have a slow cooker?
No, and I want that.
Me too, but
like one that you turn on and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and then you leave it, you let them.
I know.
Meet.
I want to do that. I'd love that.
Me too.
For winter, let's get one.
Can you find one on sale? You're good at that.
Have a look.
I want to go to Bondi Junction right now and just roam around.
Go.
Yeah, I don't know where.